Achron is truly chaviv over here. We're very, very honored, pleased, looking for the inspiration and direction. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva Philadelphia, member of Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, has been that person who I've known for 20 years. Wherever Klal Yisrael needs him, he goes. Sometimes to Lakewood, sometimes to Passaic, sometimes to Brooklyn, sometimes to Yerushalayim, sometimes to Russia. He has that depth of Torah and that breadth of Torah. We're very, very appreciative. He'll share his words and insights with us now.
Thank you, Rabbi Gershenfeld. It's really a pleasure for me to come on a Sunday afternoon and seek an anora, such an outpour. People who are interested, who were interested, who are interested, continue to be interested, to help Klal Yisrael. There is a Yerushalmi that states as follows. Call me. Shalaynivne beis hamikdash biyomov, kilonecha biyomov. Anyone that was not zeiche, that the beis hamikdash was built in his days, it's as though it was destroyed in his days. We have to understand what it means. Someone that we were not zeiche to see the beis hamikdash, it's as though that we have a chelek, we have a part in the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Actually, how can we claim and how can we accuse? What did we do to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? If we were not zeiche, we did not see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And I think what Chazal teaches us. Actually, what do we need to build the Beis HaMikdash? Today we're between Shavuos Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. What does it mean? It means, actually, every person, he has a question. What he could grow a little bit more, or he can do something for somebody else. What should he do? And the Chayva Salvava states, if he can learn a little bit more, then he'll be wiser, he'll be more Talmid Chacham. Or should he do for somebody else? Says the Chayva Salvava, if he can do for somebody else, then you're not called just for yourself. It's called you're doing Saschus Arabim. He says, what will come out of the person that you are Mekarev will come out generations and generations. What will be those generations? There'll be an outcome of your Kiruv, what you did for them. We see that whatever we do for somebody else is doing so much. He's doing for the whole future. What will be future later? What will be? It's all an outcome of what I did at this moment. And therefore, he says, you should think about doing for somebody else. He says, you have to think that Seschus Arabim, Sus Arabim Esayatam, Sus Arabim, that's the greatest thing they can do for Klal Yisrael. We see in Chazal that an individual, what he can do, he can make such a chum that the Novi says, when Ochon ate from something from the Cherem, was none from the Cherem, and the Pasuk states, Klal Yisroel, you gambit and you denied Hashem. Just so much, it's so, talk about an individual that perhaps even his family did not know what he did. So it seems that what a person does by himself has such a power, is such an effect that the Klal Yisroel, you're part of Klal Yisroel, and you did something that Klal Yisroel looks at it as that's Klal Yisroel. Every individual is a part of Klal Yisroel. Yedua, the Moshel, it says in Yerushalmi also that not allowed to be a naikim. Someone did to you, you shouldn't do back to her. Nakoma. So Shalom says, not to be naikim, it's only fit for malochim. A person has a tendency, I want to take revenge. So he says in Yerushalmi that if someone hurt himself, by mistake, he was chopping meat and he chopped his finger. So he'll take the axe and chop off his other hand, the hand that did it. He says, this is the moshel of nekoma. It's part of you. It's part of Kol Yisroel. So when you do something to the other hand, you're doing it to yourself. That's how Chazal look at Kol Yisroel. Kol Yisroel is one body. It's not separate people. It's one unit. That's Kol Yisroel. And one, whatever he does, has such an effect, as Chazal tell us, that a person should look at the world, Chesed Zakai v'Chesed Chayo. The world is half, and by your doing the Maaseh Tov, you're weighing the scale on your side, on the side of goodness, because you did something good. So we see the individual has such a power, and we see Chazal tell us, the Chum Yerushalayim, Kamso ba Kamso, individuals, two individuals. You're supposed to call one and call the other one. That's why it came to Chum Yerushalayim. This is our Chazal at the Chum of Kol Yisroel. It's such a unit, together it's such a unit, that whatever person does, it's affect the entire Kol Yisroel. If we realize that our Maasim Tovim is not only for ourselves. We can learn from our Rebbe. An individual gave up of himself and he went out to be Mekar of people. Baruch Hashem, such atzlocha. Rabbi Gershenfeld's atzlocha is lamayla min ha-teva. It's higher than natural. That it has an effect of so many people. There's so many people have grown just under his ashpoy, under his influence. It's a special broche. He has that broche. That he did so much for Kol Yisroel and continued to do that for Kol Yisroel. Moir, Chazal tell us, Alevai oisi ozvu besorosi shamoru. Because Alevai, the Rebbein Shom has left Maasim Tovim mitzvahs, and you would to learn Torah, shemitoich hamoyer shaboy marzir lemutav. The light of Torah is so great that it'll bring you back. Whatever you do, it'll bring you back. So that is the koyach of moyer shabo, the moyer of shab Torah, the light of Torah is so great that we can bring back. And whatever we do, it's not just for ourselves. We do it for Kol Yisroel. And that's what we have to remember. Whatever we do for somebody else, it's not for somebody else. It's for myself. I'm part of Kol Yisroel. I'm accomplishing something for Kol Yisroel. And therefore my bracha is, should continue to grow and to rise and have this koyach to do for others. When you do for others, you do for yourself. Because you're ma'ale, you're uplifting the ma'ale of Kol Yisroel. Kol Yisroel becomes better when you bring in another child to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tell him this is your child. Rabbeinu Shalom is a kind. Rabbeinu Shalom is a child. And you bring him closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Can there be a greater matana that we can give to the Rabbeinu Shalom by bringing an neshama to Rabbeinu Shalom and tell him that's your child. He's your child. Take care of him. I'm bringing him to you. Bring him to Torah, closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is the greatest mitzvah we can have. Should be zeichet to continue to help others, to do for others. Have a chelek imoyer, there's no question about it. And I'll just share with you a gemara. The gemara says as follows. Nasha b'maika zachya. What are women zeichet with? What are they missing? They have all the mitzvahs. A few mitzvahs What does the Gemara mean to ask? But the Yoritz Vash says as follows. The Gemara says, Borosi Yisrara, Borosi Torah Tavli. The antidote for the Yisrara is only Torah. That's what the Gemara says. And he learns Pshat, and that was the Gemara Shaila. That's when you have a mitzvah of Torah, so Torah is the antidote. But women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's good for them? What helps them? So the Gemara says, because they help the men sitting and learning, their children they send to school, that is their chelek in Torah. So they also have a chelek in Torah. Says the Yoritz Vash, it's not only that. He says, someone who has no time to learn, it's a chidush, who could learn, a man is mechuyev to learn, to learn Torah. Without that, we can't exist. But we don't learn enough. He says, if you support Torah, or you support someone to rativ someone, to save somebody, to help him learn Torah, that is also called the chelik of Torah. That's how the Yoritz Vash says, Rabbi Yisrael Rochonon, Rabbi of Kovne, used to be a rov in Lithuania, Rabbi Yisrael Rochonon, that's what Yisrael Rochonon is named for him. He says, and he uses that people have to know that you can have a chelek to overcome the Yisrael Ra is by helping Torah. That's chidush, but that's what they said. So therefore it is an opportunity. When we help Torah, it's an opportunity. The greatest opportunity is just for ourselves, that we ourselves will be able to overcome the Yisra'ara. That is the only way, the only Torah. And Noshim have that schus of Torah, the helping Torah. And that is the way to overcome the Yisra'ara. So this is something that we have to take with ourselves, to remember that we do for others, to bring people closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is the greatest Torah you can accomplish. There's a Torah, that their Torah, that what they learn Torah is also your schus, that is all your own. Should be zeche to continue to have atzloche. Rabbi Gershenfeld worked so hard. Whatever we can do to help Rabbi Gershenfeld, it's a gavaldige mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Kol Yisrael, amen.